Okay. Oops. TH. A continuation of the life and death series, which it seems to be becoming here. Now, what do you say about this? That you lived before you were born here and you will continue living after you leave this body behind. And that you may even have lived another life in another body in the past and may do so in the future too. Ooh. Do you find it puzzling? Some people do, because they think, but then I was another person, it wasn't me. Then we are getting into the science of the self, which you don't learn in modern schools, I guess, but would you find there much in the old schools, most notably in the East? My favorite is the Bhagavad Gita from India. One of the great philosophical classics that I think you should also read. There is this little verse there saying what we briefly said in the previous episode here. Yantra Rodhani Maya, where the self, whatever verses we want to throw in there, we are not that body. It's like a vehicle for us, or an appearance of us. like a dress. Oh yeah, this verse. Oh, what was it? Wasn't it something about changing dress? Anyway. But we're also not this mind. We are the passenger, the conscious observer, the self, the Atma. We will leave this body at the time of death. It is said there. Or whatever it said. We're carried by the mind, taking birth in a new body that is suitable for us. According to our desires, our mentality, and our deeds performed in this life. So how can we see that Atman, that self, how can we study it scientifically as you seem to claim here? Well, and again, this is the Bhagavad Gita and also the Upanishads of India. Telling us that we are not these bodies, but the passengers within, so to speak, and also tells us how we can know that. first of all, now this may sound a little philosophical, but it's actually more scientific than it may sound at first. And then we look at that verse again from the Gita. Embodied soul wanders in this life between a child body, an adult body, and an old body. Ugh. So does the soul. We, the self. Change to another body at the time of death. Now, if that didn't make you go wow, then think about it again. The body you have here had there is in fact and science seems to actually agree with that, a different body than the one we have now. All the molecules, all the cells have changed, have been replaced several times. So the matter of your body is different. But you are the same. Just as you may change clothes, but still are you in there. A And again, how do you know it was you? You can remember what you did, some things. Now there's another way. And the Upanishads and here it gets a little more subtle. So listen carefully. Thank you. Anyway, in the Upanishads, a little tiny book called Mandukya Upanishad, there's another little thought experiment given that we can do. Right now we are awake. That's what we call it. We are acting in this world, which to us we normally call reality. You can probably, maybe, remember something from your dreams last night. But then often we forget. And the dream world seems almost non-existent, sunk into oblivion. But thinking about it a little bit more, you may remember yourself dreaming that you then thought it was for real. You were convinced it was. Maybe you were fell or were chased or had a nightmare and you were afraid because you thought it was for real. And then sometimes when sleeping, we don't even dream. We call it deep sleep. We might as well call it unconsciousness. But, says that little Mandukya Upanishad, although you are basically wandering between three different realms, that of the awakened world the dream world and that beyond, you, the observer, the person who experiences that or doesn't experience that, is always present. Therefore, and that's the Atma, the self, the conscious observer, who therefore is called Turiya, meaning the fourth, existing beyond both the world of the senses and that of the mind and that of the unconscious. So this was just to give you a little taste of the wisdom of India and, of course, you'll find it in different cultures all over the world. And at least it's good to know and remind ourselves that there is this science of life. Diving deep into what we modern people may just think of as mysteries. And yes, we will continue diving. You bet.